Welcome back to Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Amelia and you're listening to Election Season. With the Students' Union election around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for presidential and board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large. This interview is with Nyjah Dubé, Board of Directors candidate. What program and what year are you in?
I'm in Business Technology Management in second year.
Nice. And you're at the Brantford campus, correct?
Yes.
Very nice. And what made you want to come to Laurier?
I guess me looking more at the co-op side of it and how they have some great co-op rates. And that's definitely what something I would need when I graduate Laurier.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. All right. Now, I guess we'll dive into some more of the board related questions. What role do you believe the Students' Union plays in the lives of other students?
So it's already hard enough for us to be away from our parents sometimes or just go into a new environment of like a harder version of high school.
Yeah.
So the union definitely helps us have like our moment to lay off, do our own thing, not stress about school all the time, have some fun, but also get our marks. So I feel like they really impact us when it comes to even mental health. Mm-hmm. Or even just having these little events just to make friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of like facilitating opportunity for Laurier students. For sure. And what made you want to run for the board of director position?
So honestly, I think it's the fact that I am at the Brantford campus.
Yeah.
And being from that campus, we actually are not as involved with the union that I expected us to be. Mm-hmm. In my first year, I was an FYLP. I was the VP of operations for a section. Mm-hmm. And so we had our training in Waterloo. Mm-hmm. We came to Waterloo and it just seemed like we were like left out as a Brantford campus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have the same reputation as Waterloo. So I want to represent Brantford in the same level as Waterloo because we do carry about 5,000 students. I know it's a little bit compared to universities, but it's still a lot of students, and I want us to have a good rep too. Mm-hmm. Not just, oh, you go to Laurier? Oh, Waterloo, right? No. Waterloo or Brantford, I want to have those two questions come out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point. And I think, yeah, everyone kind of automatically assumes the Laurier campus, but we talk about unity and how Laurier is a small school and it's a great community, but people sometimes do forget that we have another campus that matters just as much with students who want to be just as involved.
Yeah.
So why do you think you're qualified for the position?
Again, going back to not just my first year, mm-hmm. even in my high school years, I've actually always been a VP or president for a lot of big clubs that's hosted year like school events, like Halloween dances to like graduation to mm-hmm. prom. I've done all of it, mm-hmm. even in first year, to hosting every single event, talking to students one-on-one to see what they like. I feel like I have a good position because I come out as a person that you can just talk to easily. Don't be like, not to be scared, not to hesitate before privately messaging me or emailing me or anything. Mm-hmm. So I feel like students will be like less scared to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And then I guess say more than they would want to. Like they can tell me like, yes, I want this to happen and this. They won't hesitate to say that second part.
Yeah.
And they go in more depth to what they would like for us as a union to do, not just event wise, just like student wise, like specifically academically wise.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So I feel like I'm a good candidate for that position just because I'm pretty open.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Like kind of breaking down the barriers between, I think I've heard a lot of this since the campaigning started and everything, just there's a significant barrier between Students' Union and the actual students. So I think that's been a lot of candidates kind of advocating for that like clique or that barrier to kind of come down.
Yeah, that's for sure true. And also the fact that we have to be realistic. We are Gen Z. We are about 20s. Like no one's going to see like Bob Ross painting just come up. You know, you have to act in their sense, like the way we were brought up. I can't explain it, mm-hmm. but they're not kids anymore. They're not gonna go to these little events or these little things because we tell them. We have to like connect with them at their level.
Yeah.
And then they'll like actually connect with us because we seem like a union that's like with the school. We have to seem more personal than just with the school.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Breaking down that barrier is huge. And how important do you feel or do you believe transparency is to the board, and what role do you think it plays as a director?
So I guess it's really important because if I am doing something and the board isn't like fully understanding of it, then it will cause a big problem, not just like in the sense of like, it's because there's 10 of us in a board of directors. Mm-hmm. One person does something and other people don't know, they will have like, they will drift off in different tracks. So we have to be like really clear with what we do and also how we let it out to the students.
Yeah.
Both things, inside the council and outside the council.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know this year especially, there's been a lot of complaints from students, especially with the healthcare referendum that's up this year about the oral contraceptives, that it wasn't clearly stated, it wasn't transparent, that the healthcare coverage was changing. So I think transparency is just going to be huge and just demanded from students this year.
Yeah, of course.
And of course, as a board of director, you're going to be working as a team. Why do you think you'll do this effectively?
Because nothing works without teamwork. That's what I believe in. It's not a me thing. Me doing this will not benefit anyone. There are so many things in the world that you need to have a team with. Every single company, big companies work with a team. So what makes us different? Mm-hmm. What makes our group of 10, 15, 20 people different than people who are 100 people? And I believe that if you work as a team, I'll bounce one idea and someone else will bounce on top of that idea, make it a better idea if you work as a team.
Yeah, no, so absolutely.
Like teamwork is important in this case.
Mm-hmm, for sure, especially as a union, right?
Yeah.
Like no one, there's no single person unions. Maybe there are, but I'm not sure. And I, of course, you're from Brantford, so I know this has been huge, just even from talking to you for the past few minutes. But what will you do to encourage unity between the Brantford and Waterloo campuses?
I guess what Waterloo would do for their students, I would want them to do that to the Brantford students as well. Like, don't leave the Brantford students left out. There was this one point of my, like, phase in my first to second year transition where I was like, I think that Brantford and Waterloo should have a single bus coming through. That's one thing I believe we should have, because Brantford, to go to Waterloo from Brantford, to go to Brantford, to Hamilton, to Mississauga, to Waterloo, that's a 4-hour bus ride.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, on top of that, me being in BTM, I should be able to minor in courses like math, comm sci, technical courses related to business, but I can't because I'm in a campus that allows me to be in psychology, maybe UX or CRIM. That's not really related to my field. So I feel like what we should do is somehow connect ourselves to Waterloo easier so students like me or other students can have an easier minor and easier travel back and there from Waterloo.
I think that's huge, actually. I mean, I did not know that it was that strenuous to get to the Brantford campus from Waterloo. And exactly, students should have the opportunity, in case they did want to take a course that they actually could come in person for, it be accessible at least. I did not know that. So thank you for sharing that with me. And of course, you just mentioned that, but is there anything else that if you're elected to the board that you would really want to build on for next year?
Okay, so one thing I do want to do is that in Brantford, we did have like an event or two for like mainly just like one event for each cultural event, and there has been like big ones happening over the years, but we just focus on one. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really like that because, I mean, it's in the least racist way, but Laurier is known to have a lot of white students. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of colored ones too, and I want to somehow incorporate all like ethnicities, religions, cultures to have some great events. I'm Indian and I wanted to have more stuff. So we had one Diwali thing, but I wanted to have more. We have a lot of events and they're huge and they're actually a lot of fun if you actually plan it out. So I definitely want to have more cultural events, cultural settings, and make every single student feel welcome, not just Indian, Arab, all of it. Everything, you know, it'd be better. It's just more fun as a university, because we have like Christmas, that's great. Like, we have some good Christmas events too.
Yeah.
But I want to incorporate other cultures as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good point. And like, you're absolutely right. Laurier, I can only speak to the Waterloo campus, but like, it's historically been a very white school. And I think it's changed so much in the past few years. I mean, I've been there since 2016, but it's changing and it's evolving, and our events need to reflect how our campus looks. And it can't just be exactly what you said, a bunch of Christmas or Christian events. It needs to evolve and represent the students.
Yeah, and like not gonna lie, we have done really well as a university to try to incorporate it, but I think we can do better considering Canada is the most multicultural country in the world.
Yeah,
we could definitely step up our game because, like, McMaster, they're known to have more brown students, I guess, but they do incorporate every single brown event. So definitely we could do that too if we really put our mind to it. Not now because of COVID, but when it's in person again, we can definitely have a lot of fun events to incorporate everything.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always room for improvement, as you said. And last question for you, Nijah, how will you support your team and encourage cohesion in the students' union?
Well, I guess just me being there for it, for this fact that I've been very supportive. I've been very positive when I'm in a council. I won't hear your idea and be like, yeah, that's terrible. I will actually be like, if I don't think it's a good one, I'll help you improve it. But I won't obviously throw your idea in the trash. I'll definitely be the person that'll be like, that's great, but what if we add this?
Yeah.
Or how instead of that, we do this. But if their heart is set on doing that event and they believe that they can do it, I trust them. I will be like, you have your heart set. You think it will be successful, this plan for a council? Let's go for it. It's because you have to take risks. I won't know if it's a bad idea unless I see it's been a bad idea.
Yeah.
You have to make a mistake to learn from your mistake.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point to end off on. So, Nijah, thank you so much for your time and best of luck in the rest of the campaign process.
Thank you.
Take care.